We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You wanna see loco?
Here we go. A Football Friday broadcast. I am in Los Angeles for the Errol Spence Jr. Sean Porter fight. Thanks to Fox Pay-Per-View for setting it up. And Crowder is back in studio in Miami getting ready for his Football Friday, which will include some high school football. His Florida Gators play tomorrow, and then he will be on the Dolphins pregame show on Sunday, and then he will be on the Dolphins postgame on CBS4 after the game on Sunday. You got a loaded potato of a football weekend, Crowder.
I'm trying to take all the stations, Papa.
My man's taking all the stations.
Including TV.
Football Friday brought to you by Yingling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. And this hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. So I'm in Los Angeles. You've got champion versus champion. Errol the Truth Spence Jr. takes on Showtime Sean Porter in a world championship unification bout at the Staples Center tomorrow night. And you can get it on pay-per-view. 9 o'clock Eastern is when it starts. You can also watch it on the Fox Sports app. So in the Radio Row. Now, you've done a bunch of these boxing Radio Rows with me, Crowder. Yeah. I can't recall a time where they'd done the weigh-ins inside Radio Row. Can you?
No, not the weigh-ins. They'll do the little press conferences and talk, but not the weigh-in.
Right, so the weigh-ins are going in, going on right now. The preliminaries, the weigh-ins are going on right now in the Wilshire Ballroom, which is where we're in the Intercontinental Hotel in downtown Los Angeles. And then we're expecting the Spence-Porter weigh-in themselves in just moments, and they're allowing fans in here in a cordoned off area. Fox Sports One is live right now, and there's a whole bunch of television live and reporters and whatnot, but it is literally right here in the Radio Row. I've never seen this before. You can probably hear all the hubbub.
Oh, I hear all the foolishness. I don't like the weigh-ins, man. It kind of checks you as a man. It checks your self-esteem because Errol Spence has a 12-pack.
Like, that dude is cut, man.
I don't want to look at a man like that when I got to look at myself in the mirror every morning. I don't like the weigh-ins, bro.
Well, I don't need. I look so bad. I don't even like looking at you, and you're no great shakes.
I'm telling you.
I don't know.
Deep ass belly button. I have.
So what's going on here? Anyway, it's a Football Friday, and we got a lot to get to. And today's going to be a fun show, as the Fridays always are. But there's going to be a lot of juggling going around because there's a whole bunch of people walking around. Someone just came up to me and said Ray Mancini wants to come on the air because he really loves Miami.
Boom,
and so
boom.
Maybe Ray Boom Boom Mancini will stop on by. Scotty Farrell from the CBS Sports Radio Network is walking around. And, you know, we had Sedano on yesterday. And if you weren't listening yesterday, the champ, Errol Spence Jr., joined us. So you never know who's going to stop on by. And sitting across from me, you know, if you follow me on Instagram, it's Radio Mark Hockman, or if you follow me on Twitter, you see that I've got a lifelong friend that's here with me on Radio Row. He's acting as my producer. He lives in Los Angeles. I affectionately call him Unfunny Lewis, and he's here with me as well. And someone even tweeted me this morning, I'm working out this morning, listening to yesterday's podcast. Unfunny Lewis's weather report hit in the middle of a bench set and nearly killed me. So I don't know if the guy was suggesting, Unfunny, that you are funny or that you were indeed unfunny as advertised. Are you feeling funny today?
Good morning, Miami.
It's unbelievable. Go. It's unbelievable how unfunny he is. Do you realize, Channing, that is he's doing a line from Good Morning Vietnam, which was popular in like 1985. We're not on in the mornings in Miami. It's truly remarkable how unfunny this guy can be.
It's morning here.
It's really not. I mean, it's a little after 11. Oh, what a pleasure, Crowder, watching Thursday Night Football last night.
Oh, beautiful.
And it's like, well, not just that we had the over and it was a lock at halftime. I'm telling you, it was daylight out. I'm watching the game and I'm looking outside. It's daylight. What a pleasure. That game was over, I don't know, 11 o'clock maybe Eastern time, maybe after that. I mean, it was time for dinner here. Such a pleasure to be on the West Coast.
What time did you go to bed? 10:30?
10:30, 11 o'clock?
Yeah, man. I know you love that stuff, man. You love to be out there.
My favorite. My favorite. Because the show here ends at 3 o'clock. I mean, I've got all day to nap and then go to sleep. It's just absolutely perfect for me.
Did you enjoy it? Like, did you enjoy your time?
Yeah. We've had a good time. And then Lewis and I are going to go to the actual fight tomorrow night at the Staples Center. And I've got a lot of relatives and friends that live here. So I've had a very good time in Los Angeles. And Fox Sports pay-per-view has taken care of everybody very nicely as well.
How tough was it to sneak Unfunny Lewis into that venue? Was it tough?
I had gotten prior approval from the Fox people, because you can't sneak people in here. And especially today with the weigh-ins going on, security is tight, and they really do have – they've got fans entering an alternative ballroom, and then you know how they have those dividers separating ballrooms and whatnot, so they have a small space that's opening up from the other ballroom where they've got fans cordoned off to watch the weigh-ins. But, you know, I'm sure on Funny Lewis, you probably could have charmed your way in with some bad jokes.
Well, my comedy helped. You know that, right?
Yeah, no, it didn't. It's really helped you with nothing.
Lewis, man, after the weigh-in, that mic's still going to be live. Get up there and get your improv set in.
There you go. That's what I'm going to do. Watch for me getting arrested later on today.
You're going to get him in trouble. By the way, I said this yesterday, so Unfunny Lewis, lifelong friend of mine, his pay for helping me out and helping me out greatly these last couple of days, his pay is you following him, you, the listener, following him on Instagram, and he is going to Instagram live the Spence and Porter weigh-in when it starts to happen, which is going to be soon. So it's at Lewis, L-O-U-I-S, De La Costa, C-O-S-T-A. At Lewis de la Costa. And again, today's a Football Friday, so Vince Beagle is scheduled to join us from the Dolphins. We've been 3 for 3 on Dolphins guests. We started it with Sam Aguavin week 1, and then we had Christian Wilkins week 2, Walt Akins last week, and the linebacker Vince Beagle is going to join us today for Football Friday in about 10 minutes. Very excited to talk to him. And we have a loaded potato. I mean, we are loaded down today. And then obviously we got to get to all our regular Football Friday nonsense. But let's get headlines here, because I know Jimmy Butler had his press conference today. Ira Winderman's going to try to join us and tell us what went on there. I know we aired it live here on 790 The Ticket. Let's get some headlines, though, with Alejandro Solana.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Jimmy Butler was finally introduced as a member of the Miami Heat today. We will have sound incoming shortly.
How was it? I didn't hear any of it. Did you listen to it?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was amazing. It was amazing.
Like, he kind of is Miami Heat, right?
I don't know, man. He was cussing up a storm. Like, they're a little more corporate. You know what I'm saying?
But he is a winner. He is, you know, you remember how Pat Riley used to run guys till they threw up? People didn't want to play for Pat Riley because he was going to be so demanding during practice and off season. And they've gotten away from that a little bit. But Jimmy Butler's that guy. He's the guy that wants to run till you vomit.
I hope he keeps that 4 a.m. wake up after he sees all these beautiful women in South Florida. Because that'll affect your workout plans.
Things can change real quick. What else you got, Solana?
One really quick quote from the Jimmy Butler press conference. He said on Dwayne's involvement, quote, number 3 was like, this culture fits you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you. I think it's going to be tailor-made for him. Now, I do want to ask Ira if he's able to join us today. I do want to ask Ira, like, are you expecting too much from Jimmy Butler if he's your alpha dog? Like, can he be that dude for an entire season in the East and really be, because he's it, right? Like, that's it for the Heat, unless they're able to bring in Chris Paul or get someone, you know, next year in free agency. He's it. Is that asking too much out of him?
I would say no, because the reason he came here, like, he talked to Wade. He knows what it is, and he knows what Wade did for Miami. I don't want to say the new Wade, because I don't put those, you know, those inspirations into him to try to get there, but just to know that this is your team. I hope he takes it as my team. You need to turn this around, Jimmy, and I hope he knows that that's what the culture wants.
Can he, though? Does he have that skill set?
Personally, I have to wait and see, because I've seen him take games over late. I haven't seen him just flat out take a season over. I haven't seen it,
right.
Y'all.
That's the thing for the entire season. That's the question mark to me. It's what I want to ask Ira. Also, they're bumping a little Digital Underground Humpty Dance here. I don't know if you can hear it, but our heads are bobbing.
Very clearly. We can hear all the music in the background. Oh, yeah.
They once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. What else you got,
did?
Solana?
The Miami Dolphins will host the San Diego Chargers on Sunday, their final game before their Week 5 bye. Right now, Hawk, the Miami Dolphins are 15-point underdogs at home versus L.A.
Yeah, like the Chargers, I'm going to keep laying the points against the Dolphins until they prove me otherwise. So I'm okay with that 15.
Hawk, when you got busy in the Burger King bathroom, did you use the big stall, the little stall? I want more information on that.
No, I was looking for that order of onion rings. They said that they put them on the tray. I didn't see them, and I got busy in that whole entire restaurant looking for my onion rings.
Brian Flores says Jamarcus Webb is a possibility to move to left tackle if Jesse Davis has to sit out versus L.A. Davis is day-to-day right now.
All right, anything else?
Kick me in the knee or kick me in the ankle. It still hurts.
And finally, a golfer in Florida named Herbert Dixon, who is a member of the National Black Golf Hall of Fame, celebrated his 100th birthday last week with a hole-in-one.
At 100?
At 100.
I got to see.
A hole-in-one at 100.
Hole-in-one.
Is there video?
On his 100th birthday.
Is there video?
That's crazy.
It's his ninth hole-in-one, Crowder. Why would we question
it? Is there video?
He's in the National Black Hall of Fame.
I understand, and I see how you say black so hard to get me going, but I need to see video on a 100-year-old hitting a hole-in-one. I need to see video.
I did no such thing. This guy hit a hole-in-one on his 100th birthday. Why are you questioning it?
I hit 3 hole-in-ones yesterday. Same thing. Same exact thing.
I just hit a hole-in-one right now.
Same exact thing.
I'm not even on a golf course. Just hit a hole-in-one. All right. Anything else, Solana, or is that it?
No, that's it.
All right.
Oh, you hear Texas texting in that Ira was a jerk during the press conference.
Yeah, I don't know if I buy that, though. I think Ira asks valid questions and stuff. There are people that think that Ira has a negative slant towards the Miami Heat. I disagree with that, but we'll talk with them. We'll talk with them. We know that one time, I think we played the highlight of it, where he got under Eric Spoelstra's skin, but I think Ira does a fantastic job covering the Heat. I don't think he intentionally says anything jerky. I think he asks questions that he legitimately wants to know the answer of. So
yeah.
I wouldn't characterize it that way. Loaded potato today. I'm in Los Angeles. Crowder's in the studio in Miami. And we are endeavoring to bring you Vince Beagle from the Miami Dolphins in the next segment. And then we'll bring on a professional sports handicapper, Lee Sterling, in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll do our Deal Volvo Best Bets of the Week today. Ira hopefully will join us. Jamie Eisenberg, the fantasy football guru from CBSSports.com. He is going to join us this afternoon. He was supposed to join us last week and then got hauled away after AB got released by the Patriots. So we got a loaded potato for you. We'll take a quick break here, and hopefully Vince Beagle from the Miami Dolphins will join us on this Football Friday.
Guys, y'all got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. I'm going to tell Vince when he gets on. Vince, if you haven't been down to 441, one block south of Sterling Road, and seen Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, that's what you need to do. I got schooled to it my rookie year. In 05, I started going to Delaware. I've been going back ever since. They have it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, and turkey, lobsters, shrimps, fish. They have all the crustaceans. They have alligator meat, frog legs, venison. They have it all. That's only about 20% of what they have. If you haven't been to Delaware, go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. They have so much delicious food. And you can call them in advance when you know what you want, and they have your order packaged ready when you get there. 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Call them and tell them what you need. They're going to watch out for you. The prices at Delaware are amazing. Right now, they have some great deals. I got them. I know my wife went over there Tuesday. Got the Argentinian red shrimp, only $10.99 a pound. The rib prices, I don't know how they get away with it, but they've been doing it for years. St. Louis and Danish baby back ribs, only $4.99 a pound. The prices are great. The selection's amazing. The service is awesome. And right now, you're getting ready for Rosh Hashanah. Coming up on Monday, we are still taking orders for Rosh Hashanah. We are going to have a hell of a Rosh and Hashanah coming up here in a little bit. The whitefish, the pike, the carp, we have it all wild caught. We will grind and clean for free for you. The filter fish patties are off the chain. Chopped chicken liver, rotisserie poultry. They have all your Rosh Hashanah needs at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. You got to get down there. Place your order in advance. They'll have your order packaged when you get there. There are 441 one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there for all your dinner, your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, your Rosh Hashanah celebration, when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
Football Friday is always festive on Hockman and Crowder. We will continue next. Hopefully, Vince Beagle from the Miami Dolphins joins us on Hockman and Crowder. We are live on this Football Friday. And I know it's not just our music that we're playing in the background because I'm in Los Angeles. I am here for the Spence Porter fight, which will be tomorrow night at the Staples Center. I'm here courtesy of our friends at Fox Pay-Per-View, and weigh-ins are going on, and revelry, and the Radio Row here in Los Angeles is packed. And then we've got Crowder back in the studios in Miami. And because it's a Football Friday, we're going to talk to one of our Dolphins friends here. We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. The Dolphins, by the way, before I bring on Vince Beagle, the Dolphins are hosting the Los Angeles Chargers at Hard Rock Stadium Sunday. You could check out the South Plaza pregame for the Family Fun Zone and Food Truck Alley, and save some time after the game to hit up the fifth quarter lounge for the postgame festivities. Fans can visit Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Dolphins and Hard Rock Stadium, or Dolphins.com to purchase single game tickets. And it's all powered by South Florida Ford. To learn more about becoming a member of the Dolphins and guarantee the best ticket price and location, call 1-888-FINSTICKS or visit Dolphins.com. And Vince Beagle, Dolphins linebacker, is with us. Came here about a month ago in the trade for Kiko Alonso. Hello, Vince.
Guys, how's it going?
Very good. Now, I want to start here, and again, I'm in Los Angeles. You hear some noise in the background. It's just a lot of boxing fun going on. Are you a boxing fan at all?
You know what? I'm a UFC boxing fan. You know, I'm kind of a sports guy, sports overall in general. I'm a big sports fan. Enjoy going to events, and definitely UFC and boxing part of that.
All right, very cool. Yeah. So there's going to be a big fight tomorrow at the Staples Center, welterweight unification bout. How surprising was it to you when you got traded to the Dolphins? Because I'm assuming that late, that close to the beginning of season, you're probably imagining that you're going to be playing for New Orleans this season, and then the trade happens, I think, at the beginning of this month, if I'm not mistaken. How did you react to all that?
Yeah, that's how it all went down. Final cuts are on the 31st. Of August, so made the team in New Orleans. Was looking forward to the season. Had a great training camp. Had a great preseason. And then that Sunday, I was sitting at home with the wife. We're about to go to church, and all of a sudden, I got a phone call from Mickey, who is the general manager of the New Orleans Saints, letting me know that I got traded to the Miami Dolphins. And when it's that close to this, when your mindset is as a football player, your full mindset is, with the New Orleans Saints, what's your role there? How are you going to play? The playbook, the players, the coaches. So, there's a familiarity and a comfortableness with that. And when you get traded, it's like a whole whirlwind. It's stuff like, having to find new places to live, moving your family, you know, obviously learning new coaches, all new teammates, all new playbook. And, you know, those are all the different stresses that you go through while you're traded. But, you know, for me, when I got traded to Miami, it was an amazing opportunity for me because this is a young team and I'm a player who's going my third year, you know, relatively young. And, you know, it was an amazing opportunity for me to be able to get playing time. Because with the Saints, they had a veteran team. You know, we had probably one of the oldest linebacking groups in the NFL with the Saints. You know, we have probably one of the most veteran team with the Saints last year. So being able to come on with the Miami Dolphins with a young team and be able to kind of be a leader and be a positive influence in the locker room and help this team was huge.
And that difference with playing with a veteran team. New Orleans is extremely veteran. You were in Green Bay before that, and, you know, Aaron Rodgers, they have some OGs there. Talk about the difference in playing with a bunch of, you know, 22 to 26-year-olds other than having, you know, a dozen 30-plus-year-old guys on your team.
Right. I mean, that's huge. I mean, you know, with the New Orleans Saints and with the Green Bay Packers, they were a veteran team. You know, really looked up to guys like Clay Matthews, really took me under my wing my rookie year. And, you know, guys last year, you know, DeMario Davis, A.J. Klein, you got obviously Drew Brees. You know, there's just a ton of veteran guys who I've been able to learn from my years in the NFL so far. So, you know, for me, I'm thankful for that because I've been able to take, you know, leadership qualities and things that they've done as a pro that help them make them great and being able to put that in my game. And for me, it's like being able to come to the Miami Dolphins and be that positive influence in the locker room, that hardworking guy on the field, and being able to be a pro through and through.
Vince Beagle, Dolphins linebacker, is with us. It's a Football Friday. I'm in Los Angeles on Radio Row for the Spence Porter pay-per-view tomorrow night from the Staples Center. Crowder is back in the studio in Miami. Vince Beagle, Dolphins linebacker. How are the guys on the team keeping it together? Is the mood okay? I mean, you're 0-3. You're getting blown out by historically large numbers. Like, what's the mood going into Game 4?
I'm telling you guys, the scores do not replicate what the game is. If you break down the film, the games are a lot closer than what the score is showing. And from game one to two to three, you've seen steady improvements from game to game. And I think a lot of people got to understand, too, is we have not only is it kind of a whole new group of guys, but also when week one came around, there was 20 guys who are new to the team. And I think as the year continues to progress, we'll continue to get better and better as our communication will improve and, you know, guys become more comfortable with each other, understanding roles. But the morale of the team has been great from the coaching standpoint, you know, from starting from the head coach all the way down. You know, our mindset has not changed. You know, we're all about getting better every single week and continue to improve. And you know, the wins and will come with that.
And Vince, I Wikipedia stalked you, so I know some stuff about you. you were named after Vince Lombardi. Is that true?
That's correct.
Did you have to play football like your name at the Vince Lombardi? Could you tell your parents, I want to pursue a dental career or I like soccer? Like, was there anything other than football that you could do?
You know what? I grew up in a football family. My dad played college football at BYU. You know, he was one of the all-time, you know, great linebackers there. My uncle played college football at BYU. My grandfather coached in college, played college football, and is actually in the National High School Hall of Fame for head coaches. So, you know, football has always been in the picture for me, and I've been blessed enough to have great mentors like my dad, my grandfather, people along the way who helped guide me and direct me, and obviously been blessed enough to stay healthy and have a great career so far. But you know what? Football has always been in the picture for me, and I really wouldn't want it any way. When I was a kid, I grew up dreaming playing in the NFL, and I've been blessed enough to be able to do that.
Were you allowed to cry? Like, yeah, so much testosterone around you. Were you allowed to cry as a kid?
My dad was tough on us. I'm not gonna lie. I grew up on a cranberry marsh, so we you know, we sell our berries to Ocean Spray. So, you know, next time you guys are drinking some more Ocean Spray cranberry juice, there's a chance it could be coming from our place. But, you know, my dad was always, you know, hardworking on us, but also was a great mentor to us. not just as a football player, but also as a father, how to conduct himself as a husband and a person for me. So, you know, I've been blessed enough to have great role models who've, you know, helped guide me and direct me where I need to go.
Vince Beagle is with us, Dolphins linebacker. You grew up in Wisconsin. Wow, things are going off here on the radio row in Los Angeles. That scared the hell out of me.
Sounds like a party. Music.
There is a party going on out here, and it ain't cranberry juice, Vince.
Maybe there's a mixer.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe there is some cranberry juice out here. No, but you grew up in Wisconsin. You went to college at Wisconsin. And by the way, your Wisconsin Badgers have not been kind to my Miami Hurricanes, but it's a whole other story. But then you got drafted by the Green Bay Packers, and then you had your stop in New Orleans, but now you're here in South Florida. Like, how do you wrap your head around how different South Florida is from Wisconsin?
You know what? It's been an interesting journey. When I got drafted, you know, first pick in the fourth round by the Green Bay Packers, and you know, it was like a dream come true. It was like a Wisconsin dream, if you will, right? Grew up in Wisconsin, play at the University of Wisconsin, and you get drafted by the Packers. But you know, it was you know, a whole new coaching staff came in there in Green Bay, and new general manager, and I got released in Green Bay, and then picked up by the New Orleans Saints, and played the whole year there. And you know, it was really important for me to, believe it or not, to kind of get out of Wisconsin, because I grew up there. I played all football in my whole entire life in Wisconsin. And, you know, that was the first time in my career, in my life, where I wasn't playing football, wasn't living in Wisconsin anymore. So, you know, it was kind of a blessing because I was able to get back to just playing football again. And, you know, I had one of my best years playing, you know, from a fun standpoint, from a growth standpoint, last year in New Orleans, and then got traded, obviously, for Kiko to Miami. So, you know, did I ever expect to be on three different teams in my third year in the NFL? No, but I wouldn't want it any other way, because, you know, I've grown, you know, mentally, I've grown spiritually, I've grown, you know, so many different things, growing closer to my wife. You know, there's been so many great things that I've picked up and learned from on those three different teams that I've been on so far, that has helped me, you know, make me into the player I am today.
And Vince, you know, you hear everybody's story, like what they come from, and they were, you know, working hard to get out of their situation. Were you working to leave the cranberry marsh? Like, at some point in your life, did you say, I don't want to go out here and pick these damn berries anymore?
You know what? It doesn't matter where you come from, there's always traps. I always say that. You know what I mean? I don't care, you know, where you grew up or what the situation was, there's always traps. But you know what? For me, the growing up on the cranberry marsh was a great childhood. Obviously, there was times where it was tough and hardworking. But for me, it was always a dream of mine to play in the NFL. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with working on the marsh, because one day, you know, potentially I would love to go back and potentially work on it. But for me, I wanted to get to the NFL and to be able to provide, you know, a great generational wealth for my family and provide a great opportunity for, you know, just experiencing life. You know what I mean? You meet so many great people. You guys both know you meet so many great people along this journey. So, you know, it's always been a passion of mine. I love the game of football. It's been a huge part of my life, and I think it always will be. But, you know, I'm enjoying the ride right now. It's been a heck of one.
Vince Beagle is with us, Dolphins linebacker. Do you have a favorite restaurant in South Florida yet? Let's get to know you a little bit, because you're new to the team.
I'll be honest, you guys. So I got here September 1st. The only place I think the only place I've really eaten out so far has been Panera and Chick-fil-A. Otherwise, I've been eating every single food at training table. I basically, from sun up to sundown, at the facility, go home, sleep, kiss the baby, kiss the wife, back to the facility, and that's been like every single day. So, shoot, I'm trying to think, is there a good restaurant I've been to so far? I can't even put a finger on one yet, you guys. But we'll check back in a few months. I shall speak to you guys.
Panera's got that great tomato soup. Don't sleep on the tomato soup at Panera. Yeah, don't sleep on the tomato soup. What about favorite movie? Favorite movie of all time, Vince Beagle.
I got two favorite movies. It's The Gladiator and Braveheart. Two of my all-time classic favorites. Those are, you know, two all-time classics.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, right? You're named after Vince Lombardi. You're growing up on a farm. It's like that makes all the sense in the world. Like, it's not going to be The Notebook, right?
Man's man.
Yeah, man's man. Last concert that you've seen?
Last concert I've seen. We were just at my wife and I, this last offseason, we were at a Blake Shelton concert over in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So over at Summerfest, Blake Shelton is a heck of a performer. It was a great country concert that I recommend to everybody.
TV show that you love. What's your favorite TV show?
Oh, man. We're a big Netflix. We enjoy our Netflix. We've been on The Office binge lately because they're kicking The Office off of Netflix. So we'll be trying to get as much Office in as possible. We enjoy Office. Another TV show that we like was Westworld. We watched Westworld for a little bit over on HBO. Kind of getting weird now, so we kind of veered off that. Have you guys ever seen, like, Narcos, the Narcos series on Netflix?
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. People rave about it.
Yeah, big drug supporter.
What?
Drug movies. What are y'all talking about? I was talking about the drug movies. I like all that stuff.
Save that tape, Solana.
I'm not a big drug guy, but that is a great, great Narcos on Netflix. Highly recommend it as well.
And Vince, now, man, I got to just call you out, man. Panera, Netflix, and at the facility, bro. You got to live a little bit, man. Take your wife to South Beach, bro. Do something.
You know, we've been to South Beach before. We stayed at the, I think it's called the One Hotel. Is that right?
Yes.
We stayed there. Awesome spot. We've been to South. We visited South Beach, but, you know, we're still getting settled into our house. We're kind of getting all the furniture situated, getting the baby settled. We just had our daughter this off season. She's just turned 5 months old. So, you know what? We haven't been living too much because we're just trying to get our feet under us. New parents, new city, you know, so many new things. But once we get settled in, I'm sure we'll live a little.
I'll babysit for you.
don't let that happen. If you remember his last statement, his last statement before that was, "I support drugs." So if you're Vince Beagle, if you're gonna be around with the Dolphins for a long time, Vince, you can't call it the South Beach. Just gotta call it South Beach.
That sounds good, you guys. Hope to make it a long career here, man. I appreciate you guys.
We hope so too, Vince Beagle. Thank you for joining us. Good luck on Sunday.
Hey, thanks again, guys, for having me on.
Vince Beagle, Dolphins linebacker. Again, Dolphins are hosting the Chargers at Hard Rock Stadium Sunday. Check out the South Plaza pregame for the Family Fun Zone and Food Truck Alley, and save some time after the game to hit up the Fifth Quarter Lounge for post-game festivities. You can visit Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Dolphins and Hard Rock Stadium, or dolphins.com. to purchase single-game tickets for the game, powered by South Florida Ford, and to learn more about becoming a member of the Miami Dolphins and guarantee the best ticket price and location, call 1-888-FINS-TIX or visit dolphins.com. Let's take a quick break here because there's a party going on in L.A., and I'm missing it. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with more on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
All right, I'm back live in Los Angeles. Errol Spence Jr., Sean Porter fight. Thanks to Fox Pay-Per-View for setting up our broadcast here. The official weigh-ins for the actual main event. Spence and Porter just finished. The weigh-ins for the main event just finished. And what a lot of fun it is to watch that going on from Radio Row. Like I said, normally it's in a whole separate room. And usually, Crowder, if you remember, usually when the weigh-ins are happening is when Radio Row empties out because everyone goes to see the weigh-ins.
Yeah.
And now that, it's right here. That, it's like that, I'm watching. It was fun.
If people hanging out, like, did they leave afterwards or they're chilling?
It was real raucous, and everybody's still hanging out right now. Everybody seems to be walking around, and now they're going to be walking around, I guess, a lot of interview guests potentially. It's champion versus champion when Errol the Truth Spence Jr. takes on Showtime Sean Porter in a world championship unification bout at the Staples Center tomorrow night, and it'll be live on pay-per-view. You can order it right now, also available on the Fox Sports app. Football Friday here, brought to you by Yingling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle, Yingling. Spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. And this hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I'm watching some of the social media. Ira Winderman is going to join us at 4 o'clock today. I'm watching some of the social media reports. Pat Riley met with the media after the Jimmy Butler press conference today, and Riley, a couple of things I'm looking at, like Clay Ferrero from Local 10, I'm looking at his Twitter feed. He says, Riley said, we've already had more adversity since LeBron left than any team in the league. Pat Riley on Justice Winslow's comments about being the starting point guard. Remember a couple of weeks ago, Justice Winslow said he wanted to be the starting point guard.
Yeah.
Riley says, we fined him $50,000 and we gave it to Goran Dragic. That's a funny line right there.
It is.
That's a really funny line. Pat Riley says, Jimmy Butler is a great player. I think he's a top 10 player myself. So Heat fans are getting excited. You had Pat Riley meeting with the media today. You had Jimmy Butler doing his introductory press conference today. And I think Heat fans are feeling a little bit of excitement, as am I.
You know what I like? I like that Jimmy had to come out and say, I'm not a a-hole.
I know, I love that.
Because that means you are one. Whenever you have to say that phrase, that means that you're trying to defend what everybody's seeing. And I think we need a little bit of that in Miami.
And I think I like a little bit of self-awareness on that, too. Because what I've always said this, like, if you're a dork, but you know you're a dork, that's cool. If you're not funny, I'm looking at you, Lewis, and I'm thinking about you, Solana. If you're not funny, but you know you're not funny, then it's a good thing. If you're not funny and think you're funny, that's when disaster happens. So, like, Chris Paul, I don't think he thinks he's an a-hole, and I don't even think he thinks that's a narrative. So he would never say that. Jimmy Butler knows that people have said it about him, and like you said, he's acknowledging it and saying I'm not, but by saying he's not, he's kind of letting you know, yeah, I know what everybody says, and that's who I am.
I get to a team, I take all the bench players and go out and beat the starters and cuss them out the whole time. I don't know what that categorized as, but that kind of falls in the a-hole category, doesn't it?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. Hey, once again, 790 The Ticket, which is the radio home of the Miami Heat, will broadcast the red, white, and pink game scrimmage. It starts 4 p.m. Sunday, October 6th at the arena, and it's the opening tip for the Heat Help Cure campaign. Join the Ticket and the Heat and help find a cure for cancer. Do it while getting an up-close look at the Heat scrimmage. Proceeds benefit cancer research and discovery at Miami Cancer Institute. So join us in our quest to build a world without cancer. Visit heathelpcure.org to learn more. Our guy Marcos. Now, Marcos has been sitting in with you on the on your side of the glass, Solana.
Right.
He did more research. Did you see this, Crowder? Marcos did more research for Football Friday than maybe any producer I've ever worked with in my life. You see, Solana, you were on that email. You saw that?
Oh, yeah. No, like, it was, I mean, he did more research just in that one email than I've done probably my entire life ever.
Right? Was your head spinning? Like, he sent us, Crowder, because Dolphins play the Chargers on Sunday. He sent us top five moments in Dolphins-Chargers history. And then he's got, like, some stats to go along with it. So his number five is the Dolphins rout the Chargers 37-0. The defense dominates with four turnovers. He writes, that was week 9 of 2014. Ryan Tannehill threw for 288 yards and three scores. Miami forced four turnovers, routed the Chargers 37-0. Number four in Chargers-Dolphins history, according to Marcos. I'm just so fascinated by the amount of work he put in. Kiko Alonso seals the game with a pick six. This was week 10 of 2016. Chargers took a 24-21 lead on a 51-yard pass from Phillip Rivers, but a deep bomb from Ryan Tannehill to Devontae Parker. A deep bomb from Ryan Tannehill to Devontae Parker. I just want to repeat that in case you thought you misheard me. A deep bomb from Ryan Tannehill to Devontae Parker allowed the Dolphins to knot things up at 24-24. Of course, they couldn't get it into the end zone. Rivers and the Chargers were in the opponent's territory, looked poised to win the game. But Rivers, who had 324 passing yards, threw a back-breaking fourth interception. Now, how about this one? Number three, according to Marcos, Dolphins-Chargers history, Wildcat Experiment Part 2, Dolphins unleash the Wildcat offense and end it with a fourth quarter goal line stand. Do you remember this game?
I was in it.
You were in it because on his bullet points for this game, he's got Channing Crowder stats.
Oh, hell yeah. I think I made the last one of the last tackles down there on the goal line. LT was there. Hell yeah. Go Crowder.
Well, it's impossible that you made a tackle because you had zero tackles for the game. So this is the stats from Marcos.
Who was the spotter?
You had zero tackles, two assisted tackles.
That was one of my assists, hater.
And one QB hit. So there you go. Dolphins won that game 17-10. Man, I was setting you up for that, and you fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. You came in with your tackle story with a stat line of zero tackles. This reminds me of
that?
The Frank Gore story.
This
reminds me of the Hurricanes-Gators game where the Brock Berlin comeback, and Crowder talks about what a great game he had. And then when we actually looked at the stats, Frank Gore ran for 600 yards and tattooed his helmet onto Crowder's chest, and it's still
that
there.
There's still a mark. I think I was talking about the Peach Bowl, but I didn't know CTE, man. I get confused.
That was that game. I don't know when that was. Dolphins, you guys won 17-10. Yeah. Let's see. You remember that game? I didn't realize that you broke out the Wildcat again.
Yeah. Yeah, we broke out the Wildcat. And, yeah, it was down on the goal line. We had a hell of a stance, and LaDainian was still there, and you couldn't stop him to get 1 yard. But, you know, with a Crowder-led defense, nothing's impossible. So, yeah. No, I do remember that game. It was a hell of a game.
Number two, Dolphins Chargers, 1992 AFC divisional playoff game where Miami dominated 37-0. That was a very memorable one. And the most memorable Chargers Dolphins moment, according to Marcos, who I don't even know what's his title with us, Solana, anything?
Marcos.
Marcos is just Marcos.
That's it, just, man. What's his title? Outworks the actually paid producer?
Yeah, he's here right next to me. If you want, I can hand over the mic to Marcos.
No, but give him a pat on the back and buy him something out of the vending machine on me.
Put it on your
Apple Pay. Number one is the hook and ladder play, which is maybe the most memorable play, one of the most memorable plays in Dolphins history. And then he writes down Joe Rose's stat line for that game: 4 receptions, 37 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
What?
Four receptions, 37 yards, and 2 touchdowns, overshadowed by the hook and ladder, though. It was probably Joe's best game in the NFL, and it got overshadowed by that damn hook and ladder.
I heard Joe ran so slow they never thought he'd get downfield, so nobody covered him, and he just sneaked down the hash and turned around, and Reno would hit him in the face mask, and the ball would get stuck in there.
Even when he had the ball, they didn't even chase him. They figured he'd just peter out. He kind of remember when Brandon Marshall just kind of ran out of bounds?
Yes.
They figured, Joe will get tired at some point. He'll just run out of bounds. Well, nice job, Marcos. That was excellent by you. Solana will buy you anything you want out of the vending machine from the $1.50 row. Anything from the $1.50 row. The $3 row, $4 row, no. But anything out of the $1.50 row you can have. Live in Los Angeles, Spence and Porter on pay-per-view. It'll be tomorrow night. You can order it now. You can also watch it on the Fox Sports app. In the 3 o'clock hour, we are going to be joined by Lee Sterling, the professional sports handicapper. At 4 o'clock, Ira Winderman is going to join us, tell us about what Jimmy Butler and Pat Riley had to say at their press conferences today. Jamie Eisenberg today as well. We've got ourselves a loaded potato.
I know what Marcos really wants. Something delicious from Publix. Solana, do that for him. The hell with that vending machine. Go to Publix. When it comes to tailgating, Publix always rises to the occasion. This football season, you know everybody's excited. I love football season, and Publix was excited, and they came out with something special. First off, you got to come to the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party between the South and Southeast corner on Sunday. Hard Rock Stadium, every home game. This is the third home game. This is the third Ultimate Tailgate Party from Publix. Netflix. It is awesome. We have games out there. We have music. We have food. We have a great time. I'm doing the pregame up on stage, but everybody's just hanging out and enjoying themselves and eating delicious food and having a ball. And the second thing is the new Miami Dolphins Pub Sub. This football season, Publix came out with the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub stacked high with crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and topped off with the garlic parmesan sauce. It is a staple in my diet right now. Be the king or queen of the tailgate with Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. Y'all have been going to Publix forever. You've been going to that deli forever. You know what it is. Those delicious cold cut sandwiches. You have all the chicken wings that are awesome, the spicy wings that are awesome, the fried chicken, the rotisserie chickens, the platters that feed dozens, drinks, ice, beer, chips, side snacks. They got it all at Publix. And busy moms, busy dads, this hit me close to my heart. I run around all week trying to work. Sunday, I'm doing all the Dolphin stuff. Saturday, I try to spend time with my kids, but I want to enjoy a watch party. I want to enjoy a tailgate. They will deliver. Go to Publix.com, and they will deliver your tailgating needs to you so you can enjoy your family and also have you a great watch party or tailgate. Publix.com/Dolphin Subs. Get your order delivered. I love Publix. Added that in. Find all your tailgating needs at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
All right, if you want to text us, you can always text us 67974. Text on Hockman and Crowder, driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. Possible that Jimmy Lennon Jr. is going to join us in the next segment. We're working on things. One of the most famous ring announcers of all time, so hopefully we'll get a chance to talk with him. But trust me, nothing will get in the way of professional sports handicapper Lee Sterling, who will join us about 3:15, 3:20 this afternoon. Crowder and I had a nice little gambling victory last night with the Packers-Eagles over, which was just a few points away from being over by the end of the first half. So that was very enjoyable. That's the bet where you love, right? Where you just sit back and it's just like boom, boom, boom. When you have an over, oh, my goodness, that feels real good.
Going into the second quarter, I was like, ugh. But then there was a scoring outbreak in that second quarter.
Yeah, and then at the end of the first half, it was just like boom, boom, boom. So anyway, we got a lot of stuff planned on this Football Friday. We, of course, are trying to take all the stations. Papa, the Hockman and Crowder simulcast begins next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.